Hi everyone, welcome back to the Navigate Your Life podcast. This is episode 10 and it's all about visualizing your perfect career, visualizing your perfect job, what you really want to actually be doing with your life. It's about visualizing it and manifesting it into your reality. So this is my routine. I love it. I do it every day. It's a habit, and it is, visualization is a habit. You have to build it into your routine to really see the benefits. We can't just do this once and expect, you know, tomorrow to wake up in the job that we love. It is a progression and it will work over time. So visualization looks a lot different for everybody. For me, it's in my mind, then I speak about it, then I take action on it. That's how it looks for me. I know everybody does it different. This is just my way. We cannot expect to create a vision board and, you know, print out all these pictures and glue them and stick them onto the actual board and expect it to come true. You have to feel it, you have to believe it, you have to talk about it, and you genuinely have to imagine that it's happening and it's true. And if you have these thoughts in your mind like, that can't happen to me, that will never be my life, that those things don't happen to people like me, then you need to go back to the drawing board and have a look at your mindset and have a look at how you can change that to start actually being like, this is what my life is going to look like. This is what I'm working towards. I can do it. I believe in myself. This is my future. X, Y, Z. So the first part of my routine is listening to a really good song that gets you in a really good mood. Now, my song at the minute, it changes kind of weekly, but the song that I listen to is Fresh Eyes by Andy Grammer. I don't know how to say his name. And it is just a really uplifting song. It's about 3 minutes long. And as I listen to this is in the morning, I'm imagining my career. I'm imagining what I do for a living. I'm imagining what time I wake up. I'm imagining what I do, who I'm helping, why I'm doing it. I'm imagining my pay slip, how much money I'm making, what hours I'm working, what I'm doing after work. Like that, those are the things that I'm thinking. How am I actually making my money? Like through clients, through like speaking events, through like, what is it that I'm doing? And for the whole 3 minutes, I'm believing in this, like fully believing in this is my reality. And it's so important to, for me to do it to music, just because I can kind of just, it helps my mood and it helps me really feel into it. But as well, it's like a timer. So I kind of like to do it for around 3 or like 5 minutes. I know people can do it longer. You can set up a playlist like for like a 10 minute visualization, or just have like backing music on. But I just really like, you know, someone like singing. So that's just how I do it. My next step after that is to actually speak it, to actually speak. I do this in front of a mirror. People do it with their partners, their friends, whatever. But I personally just talk to myself in a mirror because that's just how I roll. And I genuinely speak to myself as if this is my reality. So I'm saying, you know, I'm Jessica. I'm a mindset and vision coach for women. I help this person achieve this. I wake up at this time and I do this and I go to the gym and I'm like working on this client's work and this client has just paid me X amount of money. Like, that I'm speaking about my day, like a regular day, like what I'm doing, how I'm making my money. Like that is, I'm telling myself it in the mirror every single morning, because it's so important to believe it and to actually speak the words out. I feel like it's getting it off your chest, but also it's helpful to actually imagine it. Like if you're talking, it feels more real than if you're just like either just thinking it or just writing it down. Having to think about it, then to speak it, and then my next step, it really just marries all the three things together and really kind of helps boost up the manifestation in it, the magic in it, I guess. So that's my next one. It's gonna feel uncomfortable speaking about it to yourself in a mirror. It's gonna feel weird. It's gonna feel like, what the hell am I doing? But it is actually, the more you do it, the easier it gets and the more you start to believe it. That's the trick. Like the more you actually say it, the more you like act like this person or act like the person who you're becoming. So the third part of my routine is actually journaling. So I do this on an evening and I basically just write out a date in the future. So I just pick a random day. I'll write the date on the top, but with the year like 2020 or 2021. And then I'll just write down the things that I was doing that day. I'll write down how I felt. I'll write down who I was helping. And it really just gets me into the zone of this is actually happening. This is real. And I love doing that at the end of my day. So I like kind of sandwiching my day with a morning visualization and an evening journaling routine, put them together, and it's really helped me believe that what I'm doing is going to happen and what I want my perfect career to look like is actually manifesting every single day because I'm constantly thinking about it. So moving on, so once you've done all that, of course, you know, it can't just magically appear in your life. We have to take some kind of action. So by doing these techniques that I've just told you, you're going to start taking more aligned action because you're going to be able to see, you know, this is how I want to feel, but how do I get there? So look at where you are right now. If you've not watched or listened to my last episode about doing a 6-month audit, I highly recommend you listen to that. Audit your life. There is a worksheet in that episode that you can download and fill out. And when you've done that, then kind of audit where you're going to be in the next year or a couple of years. Have a look at where you want to be, have a look at where you are now, and basically we're building that bridge and we're trying to get from point A to point B. Point B is your perfect career, your perfect life, your dream life. Point A is where you are now. What do you need to do? Genuinely look at your life and ask yourself, what do I need to do to get to that position, point B? Do you need to acquire a new skill? Do you need to network? Not necessarily network as in selling what you have to offer, but surrounding yourself with people who are on the same journey as you, who are interested in the same things, who have got similar goals to you, or who have already achieved the goals that you want to achieve, because surrounding yourself with these people is going to inspire you and motivate you to actually take action and to actually get to where you want to be. That one is really, really important. The third one that you might need to do is you might need to update your CV or your resume, whatever you call it. Put your new skills on there, write about yourself in a much better way. I read my CV a couple of weeks ago and I was like, what? I can do such a better job than that. If you want to go for a promotion, this is a really important task that you need to do. The next one is actually put yourself forward, which is going to increase your confidence, but actually, you know, talk about what you want to do and talk about it with your friends and your family, which is scary, but it's going to really help you feel into it. And the more people know, the more people might help you, or they might know someone who can help you. I personally surround myself with a group of women who are so powerful, and I met them through a group coaching course that I participated in, and we all kind of have similar goals, and just having those girls around me, we also do a mastermind every couple of weeks, it really, really helps, and it really increases my confidence because I can see them achieving things that makes me obviously want to achieve more things. And it's really just important to surround yourself with those kind of people, but also put yourself forward and reach out to people who you feel might be in a similar position to you and might help you along the way. And the last thing, that something that you might need to do right now, is to believe in yourself. You can do whatever it is that you want to do. Don't let anything that's happened in your past prevent you from achieving what it is that you want to do, because we all have dreams. We weren't just given these random dreams by whoever it is up there. Each one of us wants something from life, whether that be, you know, this amazing career, whether that be a beautiful family, whether that be a marriage, whether that be whatever it is, we all want different things and we all have the power to achieve them. But sometimes we have blocks in our way. We don't believe in ourselves. We don't think we can do it. We don't think we're powerful enough, strong enough, smart enough. Well, I'm here to tell you, you are good enough. You are amazing. You can do anything that you want to do. Please, please, please start believing in yourself more. I really, really hope this episode helped you in some way. I hope you start to take action on those dreams and those goals that you have, because I know that your future will be so much more exciting if you do start to take action on them. If you do need help creating a vision, or you want a little bit more information on how I can help you, then please DM me. My Instagram is at It's Jessica Lucid. You can also email me. My email's in the show notes. I'm someone who's gone from unemployed, traveling the world, just living off my savings to someone who's working full time, but also building a business which is aligned with my values. I'm helping women change their lives. I'm empowering them to create a vision for their life and to wake up and actually love what they're doing. I've done that myself. That's what I'm doing right now. And I want to help as many people as I possibly can. So please, please, please reach out to me if you want any help creating your vision, building your dream life, all of that good stuff. I want to thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to speak to you in next week's episode. Have a great week, and I will see you soon. Bye.